So to begin with, the pandemic's impact on the market at a high level, according to a Kaufman Hall report, they are seeing healthcare organizations doing the following three things in 2020 and through 2021. Focusing on core business segments and aligning with parties that offer complementary, innovative, or unrepresented capabilities of those providers. Building partnerships with others to address gaps in healthcare infrastructure, and strengthening their intellectual capital resources and pivoting to new models of care and providing care more efficiently, as we've seen with digital care and telemedicine just exploding in the market. So this slide in particular, Jane and Lane are going to talk about how the pandemic has impacted the market in real ways with respect to their organizations and others that they're seeing in the market. Jane, do you want to talk first about hospital-to-hospital transactions?
Sure, happy to. And I think I'll just go through any of these bullet points that have relevance to me and to my system here in Michigan. With respect to hospital-to-hospital transactions, we are seeing some movement in that regard. There is a realization that scale is becoming important. I'll talk about that a little more at the end when we talk about the disruptors and the future of healthcare. Systems are beginning to realize that typically when you operate at a what healthcare considers a healthy margin at 4%, perhaps, that may not be enough to develop a strategy to get you where you need to get in the future to provide the care to patients that they want. So we're seeing the desire of more systems to either affiliate, partner with each other to create volume, to create scale, and to create a larger population to manage. As I mentioned previously, two of the deals I worked on last year failed. In some respects, we call ourselves a runaway bride. And hopefully one of those can succeed in the future. On physician hospital transactions, as I mentioned previously, what we see in this market is more of a desire for employment by physicians, a tendency away from what might you call a professional services arrangement or any sort of traditional acquisition, but a trend toward employment. Joint ventures, new alignments, yes, we are seeing those, particularly as Lisa mentioned, with specific elements and aspects of care we might need to divest ourselves of an operation that is not to our core business, and then focus on a specialty line that might, you know, benefit the system. I'm seeing, a switchover from perhaps a small, very small acute care hospital to turning that into a more specialty hospital like orthopedics. I'm seeing a lot of urgent care growth, the recognition that more and more patients want to be seen at an urgent care facility as opposed to going through an ED and the entire hospital system. So we're seeing here in our area, huge development in urgent care growth. So I'll stop now for my market and turn it, Lane, over to you to talk about what you're seeing.
Sure, thanks, Jane. So as far as hospital transactions, I definitely saw less interest in acquisition of new facilities for Christus. However, I did see, there were some hospital acquisitions, especially for the one-offs that in rural areas that needed to align themselves with the larger system. I did finalize a transaction just right. We closed on a hospital in San Marcos in March, right as the pandemic made itself apparent, which was interesting because that deal was signed before the pandemic's impact was really felt. And so integrating that hospital into our system was really interesting because we hadn't worked in, considerations for integrating a new hospital in a pandemic. So things from, employees and getting them onboarded with our system and into our culture, and even issues with supply chain that weren't actually, apparent when we signed the deal. That was very interesting. We're definitely seeing more interest in the physicians in aligning with the system, whether it be by employment, through our physician group, or some even like professional services arrangements where they're coming in and providing services in a provider-based clinics. So a little bit of both of those, definitely with the physicians not wanting to go it alone, like Lisa said. You know, we found opportunity with groups that before pandemic, you know, we had been in discussions with acquiring the practice, and that there wasn't a huge motivation to do it until after they were in pandemic, and they were, you know, the struggles through that really brought them back to the table, which was helpful. Definitely in a heightened demand for telehealth services, it's exploded. And the interesting thing is I think this is our new normal. Consumers are really driving, you know, wanting to have care brought to them in their home where they are, whether it, you know, they want to stop into an urgent care center or they just want to get on their phone and Zoom with their physician. That's not going away. And so I think we just need to expect that to continue to be our new normal.
Dane, just to interrupt you right there, I just want to echo the importance and agreement with you on the telehealth business. This whole industry is going to become more consumer-facing and consumer-focused. And you're right. We saw telehealth explode. And patients want things easier. They don't want to go park. They want to do it from the community of their home. And they want to, you know, demand for their care on their phone or their watch. So any sort of technology digitization is going to come increasingly important.